Corrie Erasmus is on the line from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and we're going to be talking heart health this morning, and it's being Valentine's Month, especially around that. And Corrie, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Hi, Wayne. Thank you for having me again this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure, and thanks for joining us. And Valentine's Month, of course, February, the month of love, and on the 14th, all good things happen. But the Heart and Stroke Foundation has got a campaign as well. Please tell our listeners about the Heart and Stroke Foundation's Valentine Month campaign.
Yeah, so as we celebrate Valentine's Day on February 14th, next week, the Heart and Stroke Foundation wants to encourage South Africans to show love not just to their partners, but also to their hearts and their overall health. So this month's Valentine's campaign is focused on loving your heart as well as your health as one whole. So it aims to promote healthy lifestyles and then also raise funds for our foundation. So throughout the month, we'll be taking part in various events, including sports tournaments, trade activations, and school programs. Listeners can also participate in our social media and email campaigns, as well as take part in our raffle card systems and other exciting activities. So by supporting the Heart and Stroke Foundation's Valentine's Month campaign, you'll be contributing to a healthier, happier South Africa.
And that's always good because, you know, we've got so many negative things happening at the moment. We need some happiness. And can you elaborate on the thematic expressions in relation to the 2025 Foundation's campaign strategies?
Yes, definitely. So this year's campaign focuses on the powerful connection between love, self-care, and good health. So we know that taking care of your physical health is crucial, but emotional self-care is just as important. So by prioritizing love and self-love, we can nurture both our physical and our emotional well-being. The campaign zeroes in on the key risk factors that contribute to cardiovascular disease or heart disease, like your high blood pressure, diabetes, and unhealthy behaviors like excessive drinking, smoking, and poor nutrition, of course. So we aim to leverage the iconic imagery of Valentine's Day, you know, the symbol of the heart, and raise awareness and inspire action. We want to make this Valentine's season about loving our hearts, our health, and ourselves.
And Corrie, how will the Heart and Stroke Foundation commemorate this campaign?
So the Heart and Stroke Foundation is commemorating its 45-year commitment to promoting heart health this year. So our mission is very clear, and that's to prevent premature deaths from heart disease and stroke and encourage healthy lifestyles. So to achieve this, our health promotion officers and experts will be engaging in with the public nationwide. We'll be sharing life-saving information, promoting healthy habits, because we know that 80% of heart disease and strokes can be prevented by making simple changes to our daily lives. So these changes include eating a balanced diet, being physically active, reducing stress, avoiding tobacco and excessive alcohol consumption. So our team will be facilitating health risk assessments, giving health talks, engaging with stakeholders to drive down the burden of heart disease. So we'll be doing these free health risk assessments to identify potential risk across the country. We'll be doing lots of workshops and health talks to educate people on healthy habits. And we also are working with stakeholders to promote policy changes that support healthy lifestyles.
Right. And I think that's the most important as well. And what are you aiming to achieve with the deployment of your Valentine program?
Yeah, so firstly is to raise awareness about heart health, and that we'll do through these events that I've spoken about and marketing. We also want to encourage donations. This month, it's a big fundraising campaign to support these programs and these health risk assessments that we are doing to make greater impact. And then, of course, we want to engage with the public and get them involved and excited about taking care of their heart health and about taking care of their loved ones' heart health.
And is there anything that you'd like to add prior to Valentine's month? Well, we're basically into Valentine's month already, and the countdown to the 14th is on. I mean, I think we're just over 7 days away. But is there anything else you'd like to add prior to this campaign kicking off?
Yes, we're definitely right there now, starting with the big campaign. So as we are heading into Valentine's month, I'd just like to express our pride at the Heart and Stroke Foundation for leading the fight against heart diseases and strokes. We're very excited about this campaign, and it's going to be a great start to our 2025 program. So as we, I guess, then just as we spread love and awareness, we'd also like to wish everyone a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2025. Let's make this Valentine's season one to remember, and let's work together to create a heart healthy South Africa.
And a healthy heart is a good start for Valentine's as well. And Corrie, for more information about the foundation and the work you go to, where can listeners go? Because there is a lot of information available.
Yes, definitely. We have so many resources available for people trying to make their lifestyles healthier, to address their behavior. So firstly, they can go to our website on www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can also find us on all popular social medias like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, by just searching for Heartstroke SA. We'll also be sharing lots of information on the campaigns and the events that we'll be running this month. And then, of course, they can call our office on 021-422-1586.
Great. So, Corrie, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. And next week, Thursday, when we chat, will be just before Valentine's Day. So we can sort of have a bit of a recap of how the campaign's been going so far. And I'm sure you'll have some more Valentine surprises for us.
Yes, definitely.
Great. Thanks, Corrie. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Cheerio then. That's Corrie Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. She's one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about Valentine's month and the campaign by the Heart and Stroke Foundation of SA. And this chat will be on our website and the Heart and Stroke Foundation's channels later on today.